Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A. Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. I would like to seek blessings from exalted devotees here and online. As usual, I'm always nervous when I come and sit here because I know in heart of my heart that I have no qualities, no knowledge, absolutely nothing. But by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, my Guru Maharaj, and devotees like yourselves, I'm able to be here. So if there are any shortcomings, I beg your forgiveness right now. So before I start, you all have to forgive me. Translation. And the transcendentalists are concerned with the spiritual body. As such, by the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power, and transcendental knowledge, their movements are unrestricted, within and beyond the material worlds. The fruitive workers or the gross materialists can never move in such an unrestricted manner. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The materialistic scientists endeavor to reach other planets by mechanical vehicle is only a futile attempt. One can, however, reach heavenly planets by virtuous activities, righteous activities. But one can never expect to go beyond Swarg or Janak Loka by such mechanical or materialistic activities, either gross or subtle. The transcendentalists who have nothing to do with the gross material body can move anywhere within or beyond the material worlds. Within the material worlds, they move in the planetary systems of the Mahar, Janas, Tapas, and Satyaloka. And beyond the material worlds, they can move in the Vaikunthas as unrestricted spacemen. Narad Muni is one of the examples of such spacemen, and Durvasa Muni is one of such mystics. By the strength of devotional service, austerities, mystic powers, and transcendental knowledge, everyone can move like Narad Muni or Durvasa Muni. It is said that Durvasa Muni traveled throughout the eternity of material space and part of spiritual space within 1 year only. The speed of the transcendentalists can never be attained by the gross or subtle materialistics. Yogendriyanam gatima huranta dehi trilokya pavanantaratman na karma bhistam gatim apnuvanti vidya tapo yoga samadhi bhajam. The second canto is entitled The Lord in the Heart. So when I was reading this, it made quite a lot of sense that here, Srila Prabhupada in his purport is talking about two types of transcendentalists, two types of people. One is mystic and one is transcendentalist. And who can travel beyond the material realm, within and outside as well. And one can only achieve this by one thing only. Can somebody tell me how can one achieve this type of ability to travel in the universe and beyond the material sky go to the Vaikuntha planet. How did Narad Muni and Durvasa Rishi did that? Tapasya? Yes, tapasya. Yes. Service to the Supreme Personality, yes. Worshipping, by worshipping the Lord. Mercy, of course. Without mercy of the Lord, we cannot do that. But to have all this, we need to be in certain place. And that we can do it only with ourselves. And that is self-control. Narad Muni and Durvasa Rishi, they were so self-controlled that they were able to travel beyond the material sky. There is a little leela about Durvasa Rishi that at one time in Dwarka, Durvasa Rishi had come to visit Dwarka, but he was on other side of the Gomati River. And he sent a message that I'm here and I would like some prasadam. So Lord Krishna asked Rukmini, Satyabhama, all his eight principal queens to send and prepared all these beautiful offerings. And they went to offer Durvasa Rishi, serve him. But they had to cross Gomti River. And how would they do it with all these things with them? So they came back to the palace and asked Krishna that, how can we cross this Gomti River? So Krishna said that you go, fold your hands and ask Gomti River that if Krishna is 100% brahmachari, then give us the space to go. And all the queens looked at each other and said, Krishna, brahmachari, he's got 16,000, over 16,000 wives, he's got this many children, he's got all this entourage. But well, it was Krishna's instructions, so they went. And Mother Gomti gave them the way to go, and they were all surprised. So anyway, they went to Durvasa Rishi, and Durvasa Rishi ate everything that was placed before him. And the queens were really surprised that how much can one eat? I mean, if something was put on our plate, how much can we eat? There is a limitation, isn't it? We have limitation. We might like rasgullas crazily, but we can eat 1, 2, 3, 4, but then we cannot carry on. But Durvasa Rishi, being mystic, he ate everything. And again the queens, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So Durvasa Rishi, after finishing his prasad, the queens coming back to Dwarka faced the same problem. How would they go back? So they went back to Durvasa Rishi and asked him that, how do we go back? And Durvasa Rishi smiled and said, go and ask Mother Gomti that if Durvasa Rishi is forever tapasvi, never ever eats anything, then she will give you the space to go. And that's what happened. And they were completely baffled. We would be as well, wouldn't we? So they came back to Dwarka, and they were in complete, their mind was in complete anxiety that how is this possible? Eventually they went to Krishna and asked him that we have these two questions. Why this has happened? You have got all this entourage. Durvasa Rishi ate everything. How are you always brahmachari? And how is he? So he said he's never eating anything. And Krishna said at that time that he doesn't eat with his mind. He eats to keep his body going. And I, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'm forever brahmachari. And when we take prasad, when it comes on our plate, our eyes eat before our mouth. Sometimes we see people taking offering from here one place to another, and they are mentally, they are saying, I want this, I want this, I want this. Isn't that our experience? And that's why when we bring offering to the Lord, it's always covered, because we would eat before our eyes. So here, Durvasa Rishi is a mystic. And because of that power, there are so many siddhis, there are so many dhyan. And by that power, Durvasa Rishi was able to cross the material realm and go into the Vaikuntha planet. What was the reason? What was the reason of him going and Narad Muni going? Here Srila Prabhupada is saying that Narad Muni went into the material, could go into the material realm. So what is the difference between two personalities going beyond the material sky? Can anybody say what was their purposes, and what is the difference between them traveling? Sutapa Prabhu, can you? And Durvasa Rishi, he went. Yes, he went because he was looking for something. He had a motivation. His motivation was that Sudarshan Chakra was behind him, and he wanted to be saved himself. That was the reason Durvasa Rishi, Durvasa Muni, was traveling. He went beyond. He went to Kailash, he went to Brahmalok, like Prabhupada says, Tapalok, Janalok, Mahalok. But he was not helped by anybody, because he had offended Krishna's devotee, Amrish Maharaj. And Lord Narayan said that you come here because you have this mystic power, but even I cannot help you because you have offended my devotee. Whereas Narad Muni goes, he goes to preach. Wherever he goes, he's creating devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Even in Swargaloka, wherever he goes, his purpose is to preach. So, from here, what my realization is that one has to be very, very cautious and extremely aware not to commit any Vaishnava aparad. Because Vaishnava aparad has got the strength of, Prabhupada says, 10,000 elephants to rip off our creeper of bhakti. So we have to tread very carefully. And in one of the Narottam Das Thakur's bhajan, I will not sing the whole bhajan because we have got time limitation. But this particular verse is very, very important for us to keep it in our heart, in our mind, and in front of us, which says that Hari tare aparadhe, tare harinam, tumastane aparadhe, nahi paritra. Eibar karuna karo. Vaishnava Gosai. So if we look at every devotee as Vaishnava Gosai, then we will refrain from committing offenses to them. Our problem, my problem is that I only think that all these Vaishnava Thakurs are Vaishnavas and others are ordinary personalities. But if we consider everybody as a Vaishnava Gosai, then we would achieve a higher goal which we are so looking forward to. And in this chapter, Shukdev Goswami is talking about that mystic yoga and the transcendentalist. And when one gets rid of this contamination, materialistic contamination, then one can become a transcendentalist and achieve what their goal is. And our goal is to go back to Godhead. Yes, Srila Prabhupada says that we must get out from here, because this place, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, is not fit for gentlemen. But before that, we have to achieve something, and that is love of God. We can only go there if we have developed some sort of relationship with Him. And that love of God will warrant us a passage back to Godhead. Otherwise, being a mystic, Dirvasa Rishi was never allowed at the highest realm of the spiritual sky. And when one reaches at that level, the activities also becomes unrestricted. Whatever a transcendentalist or a devotee does, that becomes unrestricted. And how is it possible? How can we visualize their activities which are unrestricted? Because our bodies have limitations, haven't we? We cannot see beyond this room. We cannot see beyond the sky. When we go to the ocean, we cannot see in the water. So our eyes have got limitation. Our ears, everything about our body has got limitation, because our body is not our body. Our body belongs to the Supreme Lord. And because of that, we have limitation. And that's why Srila Prabhupada talks about the transcendental person such as Narad Muni, that how could he go beyond where Durvasa Rishi could not go. Because today's scientists, they are so, we call them very clever. We say science has reached at such a high level. And when we go to the hospital, what they do, the doctors, what they can do, it's sometimes mind-blowing. What the scientists create is mind-blowing. The cars, the spacecraft, the ships, the submarines, the medicine. When the COVID appeared in the world, within a short period of time, they came up with this medication. And we all become bewildered. But what does the science have got unrestricted ability to create something? They haven't. They can go to moon, so they say, which Srila Prabhupada never agreed. And they say they go to Mars. And what is the reason to go there? Can anybody tell me what is the reason to go to the moon and the Mars and buy a land there, piece of land? Some billionaires were saying, weren't they, that we are going to buy a piece of land there and eventually we will live there. So what is the reason for these materialistic scientists to go there? What is the reason? Sorry? exploitation, yes, and having fun, isn't it? Having for sense gratification. In this world, we have messed the world up now. Everything is what you can call it. Yeah, it's shambles. It's completely, how much we have messed up this world. The whole world, leaders of the whole world are so worried about the climate change. They are cutting the trees unlimited. The amount of animals are slaughtered every single minute, every single second. People's mentality, everything, wherever we look, there is no such thing as called peace, which we are seeking for. We might be chanting our rounds, but are we peaceful? Are we really, really peaceful? So what they want to do is they want to leave the earth and go and create another place where they can have their sense enjoyments. When Exodus happens, people are leaving their country, coming to other country, thinking we'll be happy there. But what they do, they bring their mind there. So with that mind, they cause the havoc wherever they go. So scientists have got material limitation. We haven't got unrestricted limitation. And only by the mercy of devotees, by the mercy of acharyas, we can realize our limitations. Otherwise, today I'm a young man, young girl, I'm going to study this, I've got university degree, I've got this business, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a business person, I'm all this. And I have no limit to my earnings. But in time, all this fades away with age. I mean, I remember I was young and now I need four cushions to sit on. So that is the limitation of the body. But within this body, we have seen, we have heard that people work beyond. And that baffles us as well. The first person baffled me in my life was Srila Prabhupada. That at the age of 70, I'm at that age, and my limitations, trust me, are amazing. I can't do so many things. When we think of Srila Prabhupada, he was beyond limitation, wasn't he? Did he have any limitation? He would take rest at 12, he would be up by 2, and he would be translating Bhagavatam. And we, in his Leelamrita, there is no reference about Srila Prabhupada taking rest during the day. He had to meet people, he traveled the earth 10 times? Is it 10 times? 14 times. Wow. If we have to go to India 14 times, or if we have to go to Leicester 14 times in a year, we would be under stress. Yet he translated so many books. He initiated so many disciples. Now, is this the work of an ordinary person like us? There is no limitation. Prabhupada's work was unrestricted. Another personality in our sampradaya is Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami did Govardhan Parikrama every single day. Now, what is the duration of Govardhan in today's term? 24 kilometers? And for young people like us, I'll call myself young now, how long would it take to do a parikrama of Govardhan? 5 to 6 hours, maybe more? If I went, it would take me 10 to 12 hours. For young people, it would take 5 to 6 to 7 hours. But Sanatan Goswami used to do it every single day. And where did he live? He lived in Vrindavan, in Radha Madan Mohan temple. Sanatan Goswami lived in Radha Madan Mohan temple. So from Vrindavan to Govardhan, how many kilometers is that? It's 33-34 kilometers. By rickshaw, by car, it takes some time. So 33 plus 23, how much is it? That many kilometers Sanatan Goswami used to do every single day. Right? On top of that, he used to chant. He used to chant. And then he used to write books. Is this ordinary person's work, activities? That person must have achieved the level that that activities, even within this body, became unrestricted. Then another personality is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami offered 1,008 dandavats to Vaishnavas in Braj. My God, if we have to do 1, 2, 3, 10, we would be stressed. I remember in earlier years, every devotee we met, we used to go down, Vanchakalpa Tarubhascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. You get up, you walk few steps, and again. But then time came, we stopped because it was too much. We couldn't do that. But Raghunath Das Goswami used to offer 1,008 dandavats to devotees in Braj. And he used to do Govardhan Parikrama every day. And he chanted 198 rounds. My God, when I heard this, when I realized this, my mind was completely blown off. This personality's activities was unrestricted. So, and what did he eat? What was his diet? Just one cup buttermilk. He wasn't having all this dal, chawal, rice, sabji, samosa, pakora, whatever. Just one cup some buttermilk, and he did all that. So where did they get this shakti from? Where did they get this strength from? Who gave them this strength? They had three D's in their life. One D is they were devotional. They were so devotional. We all are trying to be devotional, aren't we? We are chanting our rounds. We are following the four regulative principles. We are doing everything, and we call ourselves devotees. But we are aspiring devotees. But he was so devotional. That's one D. Second D was, he was so dedication to his devotion, to his sadhana. Right? Because we might be devotional, but if we are not dedicated to our sadhana, then our devotion has got no value. And the third D is we might have devotion, we might be dedicated, but if we are sitting on our sofa, in our little palace, and say, I want to do this, I really want to do this, but we haven't got determination. Without determination, that dedication and devotion has no value. So Srila Prabhupada had all these three. Sanatan Goswami, all these Goswamis had all these three. And they were so focused that their body, they did not even feel the pains of hunger, pains of tiredness, pains of anything. So these 3 D's can surpass our material limitation. So even in today's term, when we see devotees who are so dedicated, when they go on sankirtan, on book distribution, you know, they leave at 8 o'clock in the morning, they come back at 9, 10. Devotees like so many here, people, devotees are sitting here who go away and they are so focused that they forget that they are hungry, they are tired. And who gives them that strength? Because Lord is so merciful that if we live between those 3 D's, Lord within the heart gives us that that strength. I have seen devotees working in the deity kitchen, in the big kitchen. They work all day. I mean, I remember sometimes we used to be in the deity kitchen during the festival times. You start at 8 o'clock and at midnight you're still there. You come out for a little prasadam to go to the bathroom and take shower and go back. And there was no question of resting, but there was no tiredness. But as soon as you leave that arena where we are serving, the bodily needs starts bombarding. I want to go to the bathroom, I'm hungry, I'm tired, all that. And haven't we seen during Janmashtami time, during Govardhan Puja time, devotees on the altar, devotees working in the car park, where do they get their strength to carry on? The unrestricted activities, where do they get? It's given by the Lord Himself. And it passes to us through our disciplic succession. And Srila Prabhupada has been so, so, so merciful. Life after life after life, even if we come back unlimited time in this material world, we will never be able to pay the debt to Srila Prabhupada. I would like to end here because time is short. And if there is anything that I have said without out of context, I seek your forgiveness. If there are any questions, you can ask Sutapa Prabhu or Param Karuna Prabhu. But if there are any comments, any criticism, I would gladly accept it. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.